Kindergartner Addison Perry peers through her glasses at the computer screen. In the corner is a picture of a video game. Blocks and grass patches form a maze.
I'm moving the red bird.
To where?
I'm moving it to the green pig.
Addison is using a simplified version of block coding to control the characters from Angry Bird. She places together lines of code that say, move forward or turn left. She has to put the codes in the right order to navigate the little red bird around a corner, but she gets frustrated.
I don't know which way he should go. I don't know if it's left or right, as it's not telling me.
For the next few minutes, we talk about left and right and how it changes depending on the direction you face. We count blocks on the screen, and Addison decides what order to place the commands. We're interrupted by another student with a common complaint.
Waiting for like maybe 2 minutes and it's still not going.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna reload the page.
The web page is moving very slowly because millions around the world are trying to access it. The students are participating in the Hour of Code, a week-long event that debuted last year from the organization code.org. The project uses hour-long tutorials featuring popular characters like Angry Birds or Elsa and Anna from Frozen to teach students how to code computer programs. More than 52 million people are participating worldwide from 180 countries.
His children in Africa, South America,
Asia,
South Dakota.
And nearly 100 schools and libraries are participating in Alaska. Teacher Lucinda Eliason Jensen helped coordinate the project for Susitna Elementary in East Anchorage.
Coding is becoming one of the fastest growing fields in America, and there's a shortage of programmers right now, so we decided we should jump on the boat and get these kids ready.
Jensen says the program teaches them math skills, geometry, and spatial relationships, and it's a chance for parents to get involved both in school and at home. Marnie Kaler is sitting next to her son, Katahdin, giving pointers.
Well, wait. Okay, so he's moving forward 2 times. Do you need to turn him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She says she was immediately sucked in.
Super excited. Like, this is the coolest program ever.
Kaler says the program teaches about more than just computers.
I think that that having the ability to code will help him go further. I think having that understanding of sequential type of problems will help him as he goes further in math and helps him go further in other subjects.
Across the room, Addison is finishing writing her code. She clicks on run and hears this. Addison successfully wrote code to move the red bird around 2 corners to capture the evil green pig. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hellman.